ABC's Megan Kinnaman, who caught up with a woodcarver by the name of Shane Christensen on the Sunshine Coast in a place called Yimundi. An ancient red gum has been salvaged from the wood chip pile by local artists. It's been transformed into sculptures that also double as native bee nesting boxes. So when Megan spoke with Shane, she asked him how he felt about, you know, being asked to carve a tree that's estimated to be aged somewhere between 250 and 1,000 years old.
When I first saw this tree, it spoke to me in a big voice.
Had you ever worked with timber this old before?
Not this age and not this size. That in itself, like every chip that chips away from the timber, it feels like it's a word in a whole story. Like this tree, this is around before Captain Cook landed, so it's seen a lot of change. Some of it's sadness and some of it's excitement. The finished product, I feel like I'm giving a voice to some things that can't speak. A voice for the trees, a voice for some of the animals. Once you hear them, you can't unhear them.
Anne Harris, and I call myself a process artist. I work a lot with plants. The tree fell down in September 2015, and it fell down. It was such an old tree, a huge tree, that it fell across the road, one of our major Noosa-Yimundi roads. It all got wood chipped, except for the end part of it, which was too big for the wood chippers. And then I saw a crane taking some of it to the tip. And I'd been going to the site when I'd seen the tree fall to collect tree leaves and debris to record the place and the ending of that tree, because it was, I'd never noticed it before, and it was like the grandmother tree for the whole area. There's not really much value placed on wood or on the trees of our areas. You know, a lot of old trees that should be on some sort of listing, or, I mean, some of them are on listing, like heritage listings. But a lot of the ancient trees, they're anonymous. They're sort of invisible in the landscape.
So you followed the trail.
And so then what I did was I went to the tip and I just wanted to take some photos of the end of it, of where it ended its life. And then they said, well, would you like the tree? And then I didn't really know what to say because I couldn't say no. I was like, okay.
How much did this tree weigh? I'm just imagining it's a couple
it's
of tons.
It's about 6 tons, yeah.
6 tons. Would you like a 6-ton tree? And you said yes.
yeah, and I guess I didn't really think. I just couldn't say no. But then I had to find someone. You know, I've never really worked with crane trucks before or anything. So I had to find a truck and a person that would actually come and salvage it for me, and then I had to find a location for it. Because there was so much wood, I was really looking for a way to get the tree back into community on a permanent basis, and I really wanted that to be a representation of local traditional, like Gubbi 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 knowledge, and, you know, contemporary artists. Going to be an exhibition at the end of the year, about 20 artists that are Queensland, international, and a couple from interstate as well. And some of them are wood people that will use the actual wood of the tree to make some objects and furniture. And then others, there's a lot of contemporary artists and some Indigenous artists that will respond to the concept of tree and place. And just looking at, you know, this tree has seen so much. It's seen the whole colonisation of the area. It's seen, you know, traditional people walking to the trucks and buses that fly past there today. You know, it's such an old wisdom. And it's become a teacher for me, the tree.
Wendy Birrell, I'm the manager of Discover Yimundi Heritage and Visitor Centre.
Wendy, when I think about heritage and history, I don't normally associate that with tree stumps. How does it fit here?
Well, funnily enough, we think a lot about tree stumps because this was a timber town. So I guess this is a way of conserving or preserving an old tree that fell down in a beautiful new contemporary way. That's actually why Yimundi was set up, to put the railway line through to Maryborough, but also to do that you need timber. First of all, they were after the hardwood because it went to Brisbane for piers in warehouses and big buildings, bridges. And then later, when that was gone, they went on to the softer woods.
And you have in the yard here this amazing sculpture by Shane. What do you think it tells visitors about the town?
Kind of interesting, actually, because we've got photos that show Yimundi with hardly a tree on it and the hills around, totally bare. And you look at it today and you can't believe it. But, you know, some of the timber fellas who cut down trees in later life, they planted more.
So they were conservationists at heart?
They were. I mean, they came here, they had to live. That was a way of earning a living. They didn't really think about the future and where would the trees be, you know, gone from the landscape. So then they added more.